I am buying right now. Make sure you follow her, Smashing Sweet MTL. She's in the building, smashable pinata cake. She does it all. Let's go. Our goal this year is 35K. We're halfway there. You know, there's no morning detour without you guys' involvement. At around 9 o'clock, I'm going to open up the lines and you guys can call in. The number is 514-448-4013.
In a world where corporate radio rules the airwaves, in a land where nonprofit radio depends on donations to stay on the air, in a time when it costs $60 an hour to broadcast our signal, only one person can keep CKUT alive. You have a chance to be part of the action. You have a chance to be a hero. Donate to CKUT during its funding drive to keep quality programming alive. Call 514-907-9424. Or visit www.ckut.ca.
La Chapelle Sien Contemporaire presents Beethoven Mystic and Les Salons Acoustiques, a program about music in all its diversity.
Paper Beat Scissors, Katie Moore, Brad Barr, Sarah Paget, Thana Iyer, Cedric Danlavoie, Plants and Animals, and now, Marie-Pierre Arthur, and more.
Beginning March 23rd, the Warhol Dervish Quartet performs Beethoven Mystic, a series of concerts dedicated to five of Beethoven's last string quartets.
Following each concert, an artist from pop or contemporary music will join the quartet for a unique performance.
The fourth edition of Les Salons Acoustiques takes place March 25th, 26th, and 27th, an eclectic program providing a unique sensory exploration without microphones or speakers. A CKUT co-presentation with La Chapelle Sien Contemporaire in partnership with Cult Montreal.
Information and tickets on lachapelle.org.
Développez vos activités commerciales en ligne en créant votre vitrine numérique avec des outils simples, appuyés par un conseiller en commerce électronique. Demandez jusqu'à 2 400 $ en subvention à canada.ca/adoption-numérique. Un message du gouvernement du Canada.
December. Montreal, my city. Welcome back to the Morning Detour. 8:02 in the morning. Let me get my coffee game up. Group Demasi's in the building. What is the coffee here this morning? What are we doing here this morning? Let me turn up your mic. You live.
First of all, this is like a reunion. I think I'm back in D.C.
Yeah, just come closer to the mic.
I think I'm back in D.C.
Yeah.
Your coffee smells amazing.
I know Maddie, my boss, Big Will, you, and the light-skinned girl.
This is the cake queen of Montreal. She's soon to take over the country. She does Smash the Sweet MTL, Smashable Cakes. I want to match her cake with your coffee. I'm seeing the brew. So what are we looking at right now?
Can I introduce my crew?
Yeah, introduce your crew.
My bosses. Where's my daughter?
Yeah.
Session. Come say hello.
It's like a pretty little girl.
This is my next in line.
She's okay.
Pretty.
Okay.
She was made in Montreal. And her mama is behind her.
The House of Demasi Coffee Arabica.
And one of my cohorts.
Okay.
My Quebecois cohort.
You need one of those.
David.
Okay, shout out David.
I think David knows everybody.
Okay.
So a little bit about this coffee. You may not know, but when I first came to Montreal, I came on a fur deal.
Oh, yeah?
selling fur coats. To ballers. And
yeah. Okay.
To ballers. Yeah. All right.
Well, who else is buying first, Portia? Portia, that's your people. I'm really acting bad you on this show. That's your people.
I didn't know anything about Montreal other than I got paid to come. And so what my first thing here was, and I hadn't intended to stay, was I'm selling fur coats, luxury fur coats to athletes, entertainers, other brothers who were balling, who made money different ways.
Yeah.
And the first thing that amazed me about Montreal really was the ladies.
Yeah.
I'm coming from D.C., L.A., I've been all over the world, and I saw these Quebecois girls.
Yeah.
And that kind of stopped me in my tracks. So I was living on Sherbrooke.
Yeah.
The Fur District was down on Demesnier, 400 Demesnier, mm-hmm. the building I worked in.
Yeah.
And I saw these girls, and I got intimidated a bit, because when I went to a cafe on Crescent, shorty like Portia sat down with a brother.
Yeah.
Okay. And when you speak English in the States, you think you all that. So they started speaking in French. And I knew I was at a disadvantage.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And the way you guys speak the two languages, it's like you can interchange both languages.
Yeah,
at the same time.
Yeah.
And I was saying, Lord have mercy, what am I going to do now?
He had the fur on though, so they was looking.
Yeah, it was kind of outrageous. We're wearing fur.
So you came on the fur.
I came on the fur.
So we went from the fur. Now talk to me about this coffee now, because when
let me see. I'm gonna get to the coffee. What happened?
No, because listen, we don't have all day.
No, I'm shy. Have I talked for a minute yet?
Yeah. We don't all have right. all day, so let's go.
Right, no problem. So, in doing fur deals,
yeah,
the wife like Russell Simmons' wife, Kimora.
Yeah,
I'm trying to sell Russell something. She said, "Well, Steve, we gonna cut that fur thing out. We're modeling for anti-fur stuff." Make a long story short, selling furs for just to killing animals to make fur coats is sort of my thing.
Yeah.
And I actually got involved with coffee in the 1980s. Jamaica Blue Mountain Coffee, 1980s.
But I need some Jamaica Blue Mountain this morning. It's all good.
So what I did this morning is I brought you something that I think you would like. We did a mix on it. In other words, my personal brand,
okay,
right, it's called Melange Maison, which is here.
Oh, boy, look at this one right here. Yeah. We live on the YouTube, on the Facebook.
That's like Blue Magic.
What flavors do you have? Huh? What flavors do they come in?
Well, let me tell you this. This is like Blue Magic. You always want something that only you have.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is blended.
Okay.
Frank Lucas joins.
This is a secret. It comes from 4 different places, and we only deal with the best coffee. It's called Arabica.
Mm.
Arabica beans.
Yeah.
So I do Blue Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
I do some Haitian coffee as well.
Okay. Will, we need that with my Doree.
Yeah. There is a relationship between Haitian coffee and Jamaican coffee. We won't go into that now because I only got a few minutes.
But listen, I want to let people know you're one of the deepest brothers in terms of black knowledge and history, especially in Quebec. We're gonna get you back here in April because you need a 25-term minimum, because there's things that you've told me when I met you that till this day blows my mind. You gotta come back.
Well, thank you.
We're gonna schedule it. We'll get you
no
come
problem,
back.
No problem.
But we're back on the coffee though. Okay. So I want that Haitian coffee. You should have had that brewed up.
I brought you something that you could taste. That's a mixture.
Okay.
So
let me try that.
We call it flavors.
Mm-hmm.
The way coffee works is the science of the coffee is the roast and where the beans come from.
Yeah.
The roast. I have a master roaster. So we get green beans, roast them in Montreal so that they're fresh all the time.
Oh.
And then we sell that way. Normally you can't get green beans.
Yeah.
You have to get the coffee. It's on the shelf. Long time, it takes a while.
So you really Frank Lucas this joint. Like, you're like, listen, I'm going to cut the middleman out. I'm going to roast it here.
100%.
Yeah, you one of the smartest black brothers I've ever met.
And what we try to do as best we can is flip this money within our own community.
Yeah, as we should.
Before it goes back out.
Yeah.
So I own it. It's mine. The radio show is ours. The clothing line is ours.
Well, hold on. Let's do the most important part. How do people purchase some of this coffee? Because, you know, a lot of people...
How do they purchase it?
Yeah. Give them the website. Give them the links.
Okay. My store.
Yeah.
It's www.groupdemossi.com. stores.com.
Yeah, I'm going to put the link up there on our social media, Detour514.
You go to that, it covers the t-shirts and everything. But what I want to do right now, I'm going to give y'all something.
Yeah, look.
You're going to recognize the brother on the shirt.
Let me try that,
and while I'm doing that, we're going to pour some coffee. I'm going to give this to you.
Yeah, let me try that, Joy. Right. So for those that know, Group Demasi's one.
Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm not punching. I'm going to need the cups back.
I got the chop.
We're just trying to show
hold
off.
Hold on, hold on.
I'm trying to show off with the
cups. Hold on. I got to say this on the board.
But you can keep this. This is for you.
Okay, bless you. Shonda, get the roast machine going. I must say, now, we've never had. One world, one people, one leader, United States of Obama. I must say, I've never had coffee on the show. I know that's horrible to say on the morning show. Yeah. It's the first time. Group Demasi.
I'm going to get Portia a shirt first, please.
Okay, so what am I trying right here? What blend is this?
This is
Melange Maison?
Brazil and Melange Maison mixed together. Now, let me explain what it is.
This will wake you up. This will wake you up.
You're going to like that. The Brazil is made with a French press process. A French press process. The Melange Maison is cappuccino or is espresso. It's made with a special machine. Now, a real secret thing is to mix the two together. When you know.
This is a nice
little
taste.
That's like what a barista does.
The black barista. Yes, I love that movie. We got shirts and everything. So Group Demasi is one of the sponsors for the Big Wheel Comedy Show next Saturday, Funny by Nature. We're going to announce the headliners after 9:30. But Group Demasi, man, listen, we're going to put the links up there on our social media, Detour514. Black on coffee. I like the sound of this. I normally do try a thing in the morning. This is a little different pace for me. I can still feel, this tastes like good coffee. This is some good stuff. Yo, man, Group Demasi, man, thank you so much, man. This is what's up, man. Oh, this is great.
No, wait, man, I'm going to hit you with something. Did we get a knife?
Yeah, I got the knife right here.
Okay, hold on.
Coffee Arabica. You got another joint? What's going on?
I got to go Portia first, though, really, because she's a girl.
So what's this here? You do sweets, too?
Yeah. But this recipe that I'm going to give you is 90 years old. Mm-hmm. It's hard to get this recipe. This is a recipe from the Nation of Islam.
Okay.
This is the historical bean pie recipe.
I just need a little piece of the bean pie because.
No, you're going to want a big piece from the taste. When I say bean pie, you're thinking a little something different. So this is like a secret recipe that's in the American Muslim community, most notably. You can put this in your saucer, bro.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a little piece.
We're doing a mixture up here. Okay.
I baked this last night.
So, Montreal, my city, if you're looking for some black-owned coffee, it's called Group Demasi. I'll put the link up there on the Detour 514. We're going to cut to some music because coming up next, we have Sine Starlet, great artist. She'll be performing at the Afro Urban Festival. I can't wait to sit down and talk to her. I saw her pictures online. She's a fun time. I might get her some tried thing as well. So, that's coming up next. DJ Maddie, hit me with some.
Give me your...
$1 million every other month. As soon as I get done, I'ma give her something. I like the rest of them. I'ma just don't know.
Make sure I'm the best you had. Don't even start under that stuff that you used to. Because I put you in this lifestyle I wasn't used to. And don't even act like you don't even care. And if it's stuck, it's right there in the air. And one for you and she get the same pair. And don't no cry cause you do you no tears. Baby cakes, you just don't know. My time is almost up and I just gotta go. I had a different love. She's stuck from my touch cause I'm from.
Yes, Montreal, my city. 8:16 in the morning. CKT Funding Driver closing it out this Friday. Please donate. Please donate. The number is 514-907-9424. At around 9 o'clock, I'm going to open up the lines. Y'all can call in and donate. There's no morning detour without you, Montreal, my city. I need you. Now, we have a slew of guests. I made a mistake. Coming up right now, she's a hip-hop artist from Montreal, spinning raw rhymes on catchy beats. I liked her vibe. I liked her energy. I love your pictures online, by the way. Yeah, you can tell you're going to be a star. So I made a mistake. I said she was performing at the Urban Afro Festival, but she's not. She's just a dope artist, and this is the show you want to come to when you're a dope artist.
Yeah.
So how you doing? I have seen a starlet in the building. How you doing, queen?
I'm good, actually. How you doing?
Listen, I see you got some coffee as well.
Yeah, and like... I cannot drink a lot of coffee because I get nervous when I drink coffee.
No, don't get nervous. A comfortable place. Portia's here. You know what I mean? She got a kind face. People gonna hate me. I'm like, yo.
This coffee fire for real.
I'm feeling a certain push here, Portia, off this coffee here. How you feel off this?
Listen, you have me mixing coffee and alcohol this morning.
It's a group Demasi and Triton kind of morning. But Cine Starlet, you're a great artist. I heard your music for the first time. And I was honest with you. I've never heard it before. You know, this is why I do the show, so I can learn everything. I can't know everything off the bat. So let's start off here. You're stylish. You're moving. You're making moves. You know, I love the energy because, you know, most female artists, when they come out, they just want to go like the Nicki or Cardi route, right? You know, I'm just going to sell sexuality. Even Lizzo gets a little sexual. She's still a little bit wild with herself as well. Mm-hmm. But, like, you got bars. You like the Montreal Remy Ma. Like, you got bars.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Yeah. It's funny you mentioned Remy Ma because I used to, like, when I was in high school, I used to have this, I don't know if you remember when she has this little bang thing, like with the blonde, like just a little bit of blonde hair. I used to do that.
Is that around the lean back era?
Yeah, exactly.
I know my thing, man. So you do the morning show. See, that's what I'm telling you. I really listen to music. So I saw these things. I'm like, okay. You didn't go the sexuality route. You went like, yeah, listen, I'm a pure lyricist, right?
Well, I just went the me route. Really? Yep.
I'm real curious. Okay, besides Remy Ma, what were some of your influences musically, right? A little bit of Foxy, a little bit, maybe?
No, not really. Actually, I hate when people ask me that question. I don't hate it, but it's just I can't name any female rappers.
No, that'd be female.
It kind of like, it makes me question myself a little bit because I'm like, damn, I should've.
He's an individual, okay?
No, but the reason why people ask that question because they want to know what kind of artist inspired you to get to where you're at, because I think she's a dope lyricist. So I'm trying to say, okay, what were some of her influences? So we know there's Remy Ma. So there's no Foxy. And not because you're a female artist, your influences have to be females.
Yeah, no, of course not.
Listen, who knows? You might like Styles P. you might have come up on the locks.
Well, I was more of like, I love Jada Kiss, but I was more like a Fab fan.
Yeah.
And then...
Oh, man, you like the pretty boy rap. You like that? But Fab's rap is pretty boy. It's pretty boy rap.
But he also has good metaphors. You know?
Yeah. I mean, he's solid. Yeah.
No. I don't say that back. Fab is my guy. I love Fab. But Fab is like Brodacious rap. He's talking about fighting and stuff.
Yeah.
He's not, you know. Fab is not going to hit you with the J. Cole kind of vibes and the Kendrick.
Yeah, no.
Like, you know, let's empower the block. That's not Fab. But Fab will get you hyped to get fly, to get that bad chick. Yeah, indeed. Yeah.
But I, for real, I think I was more like a Young Jeezy, Gucci Mane type of chick. 3-6 Mafia is like my all-time favorite group. And, yeah. That's about it.
No, I love that. Let's talk about your latest project, Jams. You have to come back. Every time you drop an EP, you have to come so we can play the whole EP and talk trash about it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah.
You got to come with the whole EP and let's play that joint. So Jams, I didn't get the music from Jams. Mm-hmm. So you got to send me the music so I can feature it on the show
for
next week. Talk to me about what's your process when you put together an EP? Is there a message you're trying to get across, or are you just like, you know what, I created all this music, I just want to get out there?
Not really, actually. I think I just... you know, work on tracks. I always try to, like, work on a project with... I think I want to go a certain route, and then I end up never following what I wanted to do. So I just put tracks together. That's why it's called Jams, actually.
Because it makes sense. It
a
makes
bunch
sense.
Of jams, you know? So,
it makes sense.
Yeah, I never really think... Actually, I think about what I want to put out, but it's never...
It never comes out that way, right? It comes out that way.
If you can pick the top three people you'd like to collab with, who would it be?
Oh, my God. I think Gucci Mane.
Hold on. You got to specify. Big Gucci or skinny Gucci?
Both.
Because Gucci had transformation like Big Will. Shout out to Big Will Comedy. Big Will has had two lives. Big Will had the big Gucci life, and now we have shiny head Big Will. Big Will is slowly tittering into my Magic Johnson box. I know you're new to the show. I don't trust black guys that skin teeth too much.
Really?
Big Will, no, guy. Wayne Brady, Magic Johnson, now Big Will is tittering in there. The only guy that smiles that I trust is Akeem the Comedian. Shout out to Akeem the Comedian.
I don't know who that is, but still.
No, but that's small Gucci now. Okay. Small Gucci. So you want you want big Gucci?
I mean.
Don't lie. You want.
Well, yes.
You want
no.
So icy Gucci. Don't play yourself.
Yeah, okay. Well, but I love both. I'd say Gucci, I'd say A$AP Rocky, and probably like someone like Cali Uchis or like, yeah, I'd say Cali Uchis, Gucci, and A$AP Rocky.
Oh, Cali Uchis. Yeah, most people don't say that. That's dope. You worked with a lot of dope people as well. Okay, you're going to have to come back because I love your stuff. You've been on festivals. Slut Island, Pop Montreal,
yes.
Occupy the Hood. Of course you would do Occupy the Hood show.
I mean, it was really random.
Yeah.
It's just I knew one of the organizers, and she was like, hey, what's up? You should come through and perform, do your stuff. I was like, okay. It was really random.
I don't know what that is, but that sounds like something I want to go to.
Well, see, it's a post. I told you to link up. You know, you just want to post cakes and look pretty online. I told you link up. Making moves over here at the Morning Detour. CNA Starlet, how can they find your music?
Well, everywhere. Just follow me everywhere. Bitches love her on Instagram.
All right.
Yeah, bitches love her. It's true. Bitches love me.
I hear that.
But bitches love her on Instagram. It's an X instead of an I in bitches. And then Cindy Starlet everywhere else.
I love this girl.
Cindy Starlet everywhere else.
See, you see, now with the more details, starting to see that Montreal artists that come on the show have personalities. because what we were having before is people, especially in our age group, was just carbon copying what they saw in the States. Mm-hmm. Now we're starting to see with the people like yourself, seeing the Starlet, the Tegans, the Rogies, the Sales. You guys are all great musicians, but you guys have your own personality. Yeah. Y'all ain't trying to be like the States. You're just trying to be like CNA Starlet. Yep. That's why I think it's dope. You definitely got to come back. You friend of the show.
Yeah.
So CNA Starlet, she's going to come back. She has her latest project, EP. It's called Jams. When can we get the next one?
Very soon.
Okay, welcome to the Morning Detour. Perfect. Keep a lot coming up next. Oh, boy. Thank we have you. A legend coming up next. We got a legend. I'm even going to say who it is. DJ Maddie's the MyCKT 9.3 FM. I'm joined by Smashing Sweet MTL. Portia is in the building. We are going to 11 o'clock this morning. So tell your boss you're going to be turning up the radio up, up, up. It's the Morning Detour. Keep it locked. There's only one more chaser. Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs. But my only drug is hip hop. You love this life. It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
When that drink kick in, she feel sexy. Flexing on the ground, made her at me. Cash kicked in on the worst day. Cash. Quit capping, girl, you know it ain't your birthday.
Birthday?
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up, you get a purse back. If she bad enough, she get a car today. Hit that dash gate. Hit that dash gate. Hit that dash gate. Skate. 50 bands to 100, get your racks up. Racks up it back, get that cash off the Brinks truck. Brinks new whip, show the slip, it's the pink one. Whip, now tattoo me on your, so it means some.
Oh.
Thumb through it, count the big bank roll.
Count it.
Prone set on my Cartier by four.
Eyes.
She said she gon' say not nothing, then she told.
Nothing.
Coke bottle shake, she got the world on the mold. Pop out with a vibe, but I got her in the skies.
In the skies.
Looking dead at her hypnotized, I can see it all in her eyes. Pull up with a stitch, stitch, too thick, thick in the thighs.
Thick.
Gang, gang, get rich, rich, cry the world, you ain't having ties.
Gang.
Be about it, don't talk about it, just walk about it, that's it.
Yeah.
Everybody be somebody till somebody get hit. I can chop a brick like a rider, but I gave it up and made a hit.
Hit.
I done came from the coat to the fur cloud, now I'm flying a chick.
When that drink kick in, she feel sexy.
Sexy. Flexing on the ground, made her at me.
At me.
Cash kicked in on the worst day.
Cash.
Quit capping, girl, you know it ain't your birthday.
Birthday.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up. You get a purse back. If she bad enough, she get a car today. Hit that dash gate. Hit that dash gate. Hit that dash gate. Ski.
Hit that dash gate.
Hit it.
Get that bad bae.
Get it.
Make them mad. Make them have a bad day.
Bad.
What that tag say? Don't make that bag wait.
No.
We smoking pound cake.
Cookie.
Don't need no ashtray.
No.
Everybody want to talk about a check, but I ain't seen a check get spent.
Where?
Hit it one time, I give a good, because she ain't seen me since.
Swear.
She on her first cup, by the fourth one, she going to end up sick.
Yeah.
Telling her best friend about the car I got, he 50 rich.
Switching.
Now you can get a Birkin bag for your birthday.
Birkin.
Raise your hands high if you want this one for certain. She went back to the ratchet, because that cute wasn't working. We can leave after the party, because the Maybach came with curtains.
When that drink kick in, she feel sexy.
Sexy.
Flexing on the ground, made her
at me.
Cash kicked in on the worst day.
Cash.
Quit capping, girl, you know it ain't your birthday.
Birthday?
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up, you get a purse back. If she bad enough, she get a car today. Hit that dash gate. Hit that dash gate.
All shit. She woke up, 100 red cash in a choker. Bought a new bags in a Rover. In the Tesla dozer. She bad, she walk with her nose up. Cash so much it don't fold up. Diamonds on you done glowed up. She is a beautiful grown up. Only come out in the dark and get hit out the park and she calling me Sosa. Told her she better be smart, better go with your heart. Girl, you gotta be focused. Heard you like with bogus. Gonna be good, you a grown up. When you with me, put your phone up. Heard that my wrist is a cold cut. Baby girl, you vulnerable. I'm pressing up, I'm on you. Bottega, you on it too. That so phenomenal. Say it's your birthday, let me take you to the carnival. Here go 50K, I hope it make you feel more comfortable.
When that drink kick in, she feel sexy.
Sexy.
Flexing on the ground, made her
at me.
Cash kicked in on the worst day.
Cash.
Quit capping, girl, you know it ain't your birthday.
Birthday?
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up, you get a purse back. If she bad enough, she get a car today. Hit that dash gate. Hit that dash gate. Hit that dash gate. Skate.
Up and drop, then go from her. I got your man, throwing bands.
Pop the
put me through a headstand. Red bottoms got the flow sticky. You know my tricky three quarters just to hide the blicky. Run Ricky, that he dipping through the avenue. French, come on, Dolly Vu. Ratchet in the baddie, she run carrots. Feast, wagons, fleeks, babbage, freak, ratchet, beast. Get your hands up, tell them get your bands up. I be KD, shooting, get your hands up. Let me kick it like Jamaicans, I don't lick it. I just pull up with the ticket. Leave a cop, I feel like trick it. She wanna make the whole thing disappear proper. Hold it in her hand like an
ice. You need a project, a hood rat. Hey. One don't give a fuck and said she took that. You need a project, a hood rat. Freaking up in traffic, got some hood rat. I got your man, throwing bands.
Pop that, put me through a headstand.
I got your man, throwing bands.
Pop that, put me through a headstand.
He need the sex symbol, he need some sexual. I need the who be fucking up my edge control. He need the stripper type of body, need it flexible. He like it like she ignorant on her vegetables. I just put this all over his face, tattoos. Got them pulling on my wig like what this lace can't do. And if he got a lot of options, he should weigh them too. I give him real fat air with some fake bamboo.
I want a 100 on their knees eating my right. I want to see them on my timeline tweeting they love me. Right. So baby, lift my legs up. With them big figures, I'm a hot class. Need a big back spender.
You need a project, a hood rap. Hey. One don't give a fuck and said she took that.
You need a project, a hood rap. Freaking up in traffic, got some hood rap.
I got your man, throwing bands.
Pop that, put me through a headstand.
Yeah, I got your man, throwing bands.
Pop that, put me through a headstand.
The big one. 8:31 in the morning. This is the morning detour. The city's locked in. Give me a little instrumental there, DJ Maddie. Oh man, the man smashing sweet MTL is in here. Porsche, you tired? You done?
Listen, I had coffee. I'm drinking alcohol. I'm good.
Yo, Loki, that coffee was crazy. Now, Montreal, my city, my next guest. Let me tell you something. He is the Magic Johnson of recording. He crawled so guys like myself and Kiki can run. He's in my hip hop Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Definitely one of the best guys ever to do radio in Montreal. He's representing the East Side. He's a Haitian born rapper. Like, even after all these years, he's still rapping. He's still on radio. He started Nuit Blanche. Nuit Blanche is fire. You know, this is the pulse on the East Side. Hopefully, one day him and I could come together and we could build this crazy radio network. I like to bring to the show the GOAT himself, Mr. Dice B. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well.
Let me tell you something. The day you retire, I am teething your drop. I'm telling you right now. Well, a lot of people don't know. No, before I let you go, a lot of people don't know about you. You were the first guy, you know, when you got on air, you were shouting out the guys in jail. You know, I know on your show you talk about the Les Gassolors d'eau. You know, you looked out, and I'm not saying we're trying to glamorize guys that are criminals, but you know what I'm saying? No, you know, some of us black brothers are locked up. We're unjustly locked up. You know, let's be honest. But the fact that you acknowledge guys that were in bad positions while you were on your platform, people always say, yo, listen, man, Dice B's one of the realest dudes ever in the city, not just in hip-hop, not just in music, not just in radio. Just as a solid individual, you're a great brother.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. I do appreciate that. And you know, doing that sometimes doesn't help me. It's just where, you know, some people in other positions don't appreciate that kind of, they don't see it the way you see it because, you know, you understand everything you just said about that, how, you know, sometimes the people in there there's a reason for that and there's a structure that put, you know what I mean? Some people don't appreciate that regardless. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, I copied you.
Like, I don't get them awards because of that. They don't invite me to certain places because of that.
I thought it was just me. They don't invite me either. Because listen, I'm a fan of Nuit Blanche, so you know I follow your show, and I saw you start hailing up the mans them that are locked down. I was like, yo, I should hail up the mans that are locked down. And you know what happened? Guys from jail start calling the show. They're like, yo, shout, yo, I was like, yo, I stole this thing from Dice B. I ain't even gonna hold you. So I'm gonna bring it to you. But man, what you've done for him.
Sorry to interrupt you. But you see, it's bigger than whatever they everybody else gonna say. It's about humanity. It's about our people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's about what we could do to help out, and you know, to, because the idea is, anyways, me when I do it, the idea is I'm reaching out to you, sending you a message, and hopefully you get something. Because you in there behind them walls, you're stuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And not all of them will want to read or whatever or even think about it. So I'm trying to give them a window and something to feed off of. That's the idea, you know? And hopefully they'll take something out of it that'll be positive for them, and then something will happen further down the line. That's the idea.
Listen,
you know?
you've been doing this since 1994, like... Boy, like, anyways, I have to get you on my podcast. I need a 3-hour episode with you. There's so much things for us to go into, but you're still making music. You have a new album called Renaissance. We're gonna play. I wanted 2 songs off Renaissance. We're gonna play it right after the interview. Cause I want to show you love. Cause to me, you're my Magic Johnson. I'm like a young Kobe Bryant in my first year. I'm airballing. I'm making mistakes, but it's okay. Listen. I'm not going to share some of our private conversations, but much of my C Dice B has called me to check me, Portia. He has called me to check me. But see, some people do things in life and they have no humility. Like, listen, he's been doing this for years, so I'm going to take what he's saying. You know, I did some shows. He got a little racy with the racial stuff. And, you know, he gave me some points. No, you see, you forgot that, right? Now I'm talking like, man.
No. And I have enough respect for people for you. And for your people, everybody that's working with you, that just got the message and just didn't take it back. But you know how it is sometimes, right? You try to do a good thing, trying to talk to people, say, yo, I heard something, blah, blah, whatever, whatever. And you're reaching out, you know, instead of staying on my side and be like, yo, these people, whatever. You know what I mean? So, and then a lot of time, the person that receives it with a negative energy, not understanding that, yo, we're sharing as brothers.
Yeah.
It's not, I'm not disrespecting at all, never. It's about love. It's about, yo, let's work together because you're doing a good thing. You're doing a great thing. You know what I'm saying? You're in a position that is a position of power and love and understanding, so we need to share that with you. That's the idea.
Nah, man. I feel honored that you felt pressed enough to hit me up. Like, you know, because if you didn't care about what I was trying to do, if you didn't care about, you know, my moves, you would never hit me up and say, listen, buddy, you might want to try to do it differently.
He's looking out for you.
He's looking out for me.
Right. You're totally right. And you know the reason for that is because we had talked before, we had met, and I saw, you know how it is, man. We from the streets in a way, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I saw in your eyes what kind of man you was. So that gave me the idea that, yeah, I guess I could reach out to the brother.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when we talked, I saw what kind of man he is, and hopefully I didn't, you know, I wasn't wrong about it, and I wasn't.
Nah,
you
man.
Know, so.
I felt so. I said, RG, boy. I said, Dice B care enough about me, hit me up. That's what's up. Okay. So today, 25, 26, 27 is the Afro Urban Festival. Shout out to KT Antoine and the whole team and Maison d'Haïti. You're going to be one of the performers. Are you doing new music off the new album Renaissance? What's going on?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing a couple of joints from that, and I'm bringing my peoples with me. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, people that on the album is going to do their own thing, you know, pushing their own project. So everybody's going to do a song. And, you know, I always do that. I try to, if I got guests on the album or if I got people around me that I appreciate I'm working with, I always try to give them a little spot, you know what I mean? You know, that way I don't work as hard.
Well, listen, first of all, shout out to your show, Nuit Blanche. Every Monday, every month, y'all listen to Nuit Blanche. Like, you've been, how many years have you been doing Nuit Blanche?
Seriously, I started in 91.
And
what?
In what?
91, man, 1991.
Stop it.
I was I was a guest host, 91. And then after a while, the people that was doing the show, they had to leave, Jean-Pierre and Alex. They had to go back because it was African students. They had to go back. And then we took over. Me, Kid Z, True Blue. Big shout out to my man, True Blue. Katia.
Yeah, Katia.
There was the 4 of us doing the show. And then eventually, they also had to look to go, you know, life, whatever, you know. And then, I stayed because that's what I do. What else am I going to do?
No, listen, you are Montreal Radio. You know, I can only hope one day to reach to ascend to your level since 1991. And you're one of the first guys, especially on the urban broadcasting scene, to really get the good interviews, to really get the things that matter, to really inform people about the things that we should know about in our community, especially in the Haitian community on the east side.
And definitely.
Nuit Blanche, Montreal, my city, Radio Centreville. Make sure you catch it every Monday. It kicks off at midnight.
I want to send a big shout out though to my man, to Ricky D, to Butcher T. These brothers, man, also were there, and you know, they also encouraged me. I was in the east; they were in the west. If you want,
yeah.
So it was always love, and you know, I think it's important. And now the new generation, like people like you, doing the same, and you know, building it up too. Very important. And I appreciate you, man.
It's very interesting that you mentioned that, because last week I've been trying to post a video for 2 days now, but I have an interesting clip, and I mentioned, you know, I've actually have you on the cover of the video. I had Measy here from MTL Plug last week, and I said, you know what, I was starting to die speed, because, you know, we had talked on IG a couple nights ago, and I was like, do we have a hip-hop Hall of Fame in Montreal or in Quebec or in Canada? And I said, okay, if we did have a hip-hop Hall of Fame, who would you put in it? I said, well, for me personally, I have Dice B, I have Malik, I have Ricky D Events. You brought a Butcher T. I was even thinking about Butcher T. I have my man Joe Black Beats. Someone asked you, because Dice B, we can't talk Quebec hip hop without saying Dice B. So you're obviously a GOAT. You know what I mean? You're going to be one of the first person to get that gold jacket to get into that hip hop Hall of Fame. But for you, who would you put in the hip hop Hall of Fame?
Are we talking media? What are we talking, though? Because it's, you know, it's kind of different levels.
Yeah, okay. You know? So where do you want to start? Okay, let's start with media, since you're media, right? And then let me do music, because you are also a musical artist as well. So give me one, two media and one, two artists that you feel should be in the hip-hop Hall of Fame, Quebec hip-hop Hall of Fame.
On my side of the fence, right? Because there's some people I don't really know. So, you know what I mean? Like, there was one name you mentioned. I don't really know that brother, so I'm sorry. But on my side of the fence, it'll be definitely Ricky D. Shahid. I put them together because that's usually how the name used to go. So, Ricky D. Shahid, definitely Butcher T, because Butcher T is one of the first persons to actually bring hip-hop to this country. So, you know what I mean? He's almost neck-to-neck with, actually, Kool Herc. That's how serious Butcher T is, and nobody really knows. So, Butcher T, Ricky D. Shahid, like I said, Donald D. Robbins, that's taking care of Donald D, because, you know, the Weekend Groove and all that was very big for me. And where we at? Am I done? And then...
Hold on. Were you saying Donald from Warner Music?
Like, yeah, well, yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, Warner Music, exactly. Back in the day, he was on the radio.
Oh, he was on the radio. Donald is definitely... Listen, Donald made me interview celebrities. Donald's a friend of mine. I mean, I call him my Christmas. I'm like, yo, thank you for that, Mahalia. Yo, I got the Mahalia interview. I thought... Shout out to Donald from Warner Music. He sends me music all the time. Good people, man.
Donald's an amazing dude, man. I mean, he's humble, too. But, yo, he's been moving things in the background. You see Dice B.
Look, my mom called me. My mom always called me, and I'm live on radio. Dice B. Big Will is here. I'm gonna throw the mic to him in a second. But I just want to say something, Dice B. I got to call you off here. I'm coming back on my podcast, Running with Wolves. I want to get the best one-on-one conversations with celebrities. You're a celebrity. I'm going to start off with a bunch of celebrities and work my way out. Tory Lanez got to sit down with me, Sydney Starlet. I ain't going to hold you. Me and Tory going to have a real interview. But Dice B, I want to do the three-hour sit-down with you. I want to get all the raw stories. You've been rocking since 1991. You've seen the song play song. You've seen all the best out the East. You've been to things. You've been around some of the best promoters in the country. I need to get all the stories. You know, Quebec, we're all about all your secrets. I want all your secrets. Dice B, I want all your secrets.
You know, as a matter of fact, that is very important, because one thing we do know is that our history is not documented, documented right.
Yeah.
And, you know, they try to rewrite history.
I want to document it. I got it. I want to document. I want to be the Ahmad Rashad of urban everything in Quebec.
Let's go. I agree.
I should be the Ahmad Rashad. Hey, Dice B, I have no dog in the fight. I have no bias. I'm down with everybody. I'm like the Kofi Annan of everything. I'm good in every borough, East End, West End, whatever. Oh boy, now we got the I'm a big guy. Big Will's coming on Dice B.
No, but actually, I think you put Dice B in the wrong situation. You can't give Dice B only top five. You got to give him top 10. Don't forget.
I didn't give him no ranking. All I said. No, but you
ask him for his top five.
No, I said, Dice B, give me one or two. I said, give me one or two media. He gave us eight.
He said, am I done?
Yeah. He didn't even do music. Because they're going to kill me. Like, ta Dice B sur l'émission. Pa da me ba di okay axis.
Is that your hate?
Nah, you see, like, I am half Asian, though.
All right.
No, nah, but you see, like, to me, when we're talking about, like I said, my input, and that's, like I said, that's what I'm about to say represents Big Will and not the radio station. For instance, Bad News Brown should be on there.
Okay. Great. I'll show you my phones. Dice B, Big Will, Portia. Someone messaged me and said, yo, you should put Dice B. I mean, not Dice B, you should put Bad News Brown. I said, my only thing, I know y'all going to kill me for it. I need a more body of work. It's hard. He could be an honorable mention. He could be an honorable mention. You know, one of those token pieces. But unfortunately, we didn't get enough body of work. But exactly. Some people say, oh, listen, but Tupac, you guys will put in the Hall of Fame. And he died young as well. Yeah, but I felt we had more. I felt with Bad News Brown, we're banking so much more on the potential opposed to what he actually did. But if you guys want to put him in there, I ain't going to fight y'all. The dude was talented. Sure. I can't do none of that with the harmonica.
To me.
Hold on. Let me just say something, though. You're talking about Pac cannot be, you know, we can't talk about the fact that he died young enough. There's still music coming out of Pac right now. You know what I'm
saying? Dice B, you and I both know Pac's still alive. You and I both know Pac's still alive.
Yeah, he's somewhere in Cuba. Stop playing with us.
Some non-extraditional country. No, but Bad News Brown.
No, for sure. We also have Magnum.
Okay. Listen, see, Dice B, I knew it was going to be a problem when we had Dice B on the show. Because I have so much... Because for me, like, you know, Dice B mentioned it. For me, Dice B, you've been in the game since 1991. Like, I got so much question in terms of navigating this landscape. And even just about hip-hop, like, how things came about. Magnum is nice. For sure. Magnum is really good.
Magnum is dope.
Yeah, Magnum is dope. I hate guys that are as good as Magnum that didn't go all the way.
True.
Magnum
should
have...
But you know what? Okay. This is what I'm
going to see. Now we turn into drink champs now. I told you guys I got the sauce. OVO got to sign me, man. Yeah. Sirius got to sign me.
It's too early for drink champs.
Bro, we got to try a thing. We have to try a thing. Sometimes in life, you got to try a thing. Talk to me about Magnum.
Just Magnum. The problem I have with a lot of the West Side rappers is that they refuse to bring to reach out.
That's
they want to stay in their corner.
That's very true.
Can I get a gunshot, Maddie? Can I get a sound?
Because that's one thing.
That is why, to me, they're not reaching the full potential. You understand? Because, you know, in the East, we love English rappers.
Of course.
And you see, the thing I realized also with a lot of our city, the problem is we fall into their politics. Exactly. And actually their politics, not our politics. Because rap is rap. We never had Quebec rap. That didn't exist in my days. Yeah. In my days, it was just rap. You rap, I rap, you good, we good.
I love this guy.
That's all it was. Now it's turning into Rap Québécois, and then we split into, and then when you think Rap Québécois, no black people is in it except for SP. Yeah. What the hell? You know what I'm saying?
Dice B, me and my brother fight all the time. Me and DJ Maddie fight all the time. Because he's telling me, he's like, yo, listen, we know the people. Like, we could get the money, we could start our own radio station. I want you to see, he's listening right now. Dice B, you've been in this game since 1991. You and I have both been in meetings with everyone at the top of broadcasting. And when we talk about having our own station and having it French and English, because, yo, we all can eat. It's 24 hours in a day. We can have an urban... You know we're the only city in Canada with an urban radio station. They even took it away from Toronto, but Toronto got Flow again.
Yeah. Are they back tonight?
Yeah, they're back. I think it's under another name. But, Dice B, what's the issue in Montreal where we can't, like, in terms of us elite broadcasters, we can't come together and start our own station? K103 only played hip-hop music from a certain time to a certain time.
Yeah.
We don't have a 24-hour urban station. Can you tell me why? And you've been in the game longer than I have. Tell me why that can't happen.
I'll tell you. It's all about, first, it's politics, right? Because, you know, you got the top layer. The top layer is politics. That in their arena, they don't want this because they that was was even before this, though, because right now the game kind of changed due to the internet and everything. They can't control it as much as they used to. But before, they were controlling everything. If they don't let it slide, it's not coming through. So they didn't want us to influence their kids that much, because we already did. By the look, by the dress, by the attitude. You know, the kids talking like us, looking like us. They didn't like that shit, right? So letting us have a radio show would mean they would approve, and that's like stamping it even more. They don't want that. Yeah. That was the first layer, right? And that's still politics. And, you know, there's a little bit more to that, but basically that's what it is. The second layer is us. We ourselves put barriers between ourselves.
Yeah.
We separate ourselves, you know? Oh, you're Haitian. I'm Jamaican. I'm this, I'm that. Did you know, first thing first, let me say this thing about Jamaican and Haitian thing, right? Back in the days, it was a big problem.
Yeah.
Big. We used to fight. I was going to Dawson, and I knew when I showed up to Dawson from the East, yo, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. You know what I mean? Like, Haitian this way, and bad talking, and I'm like, what the hell is this? I didn't know that part of the game.
Yeah.
That's not where I'm from, right? Then I realized, later on this, yo, doing this album, Renaissance, if you listen, if you people could listen to some of the interludes, one of them talk about one of the revolutionary, one of the most important revolutionary Haitian man, if you want, in Haiti, wasn't even a Haitian. He was Jamaican. He was Jamaican, and he was a Muslim Jamaican, bro.
We need a 3-hour podcast, B. I don't care what you did on rap politics and this one, that one. I'm going to get the best Dice B interview. You see this already?
Bro.
You see this? I see
that just blew my mind. That blew my mind because we were fighting. We were killing. Yeah, not killing. Ain't a problem. Sometimes you were. But, you know, we were fighting with each other. Come to find out, one of the most important person in the revolution in Haiti was actually Jamaican. He was an imam. He was a Muslim. So Muslim and Jamaican. Everything fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Is that crazy?
The best.
That bookmark.
The best name was Bookmark. Show. Yeah, Bookman. Yeah. Dice B, man. Broadcasting OG, Hall of Famer, elite. You can't tell the story of Quebec hip-hop without mentioning Dice B. He'll be performing at the Afro Urban Festival this weekend, 25, 26, 27. Shout out to KT Antoine. There's a new album out called Renaissance. Make sure you get that. I guess it's up there on all streaming platforms, Dice B.
Sorry?
Renaissance. It's out on all the streaming platforms?
Yeah. It's out there. The only thing it's not, it's physical, because there's no more CDs, which kills me every time I think about it.
Well, listen, yo, you came from the CD era to the MP3 era to the digital era.
Yeah.
We need a 3-hour podcast. I can talk to you all day.
Yeah, man. We have a lot to say, my friend.
Listen, I'm going to talk to you off air. We're going to feature one of your tracks off of Renaissance, your new album. Montreal Mind City, I've been speaking with Dice B, Radio Hall of Famer. He's the Magic Johnson of broadcasting. You even got the smile. You know what I mean? Shout out to all my boys locked down. Tous mes partenaires sur leur dos. You know what I mean? Salutations, l'Union fait la force. Saint-Michel, Parquex, Montréal Nord. You know, we do it. Pointe-aux-Trembles. A lot of things in Pointe-aux-Trembles. Oh, also, too. The dude that assaulted the young black girl in Pointe-aux-Trembles, he's fit to stand trial. There'll be no craziness. He don't get justice. If it was up to my mom would be like, hang him. My mom is like from the 1840s. She want to hang everybody. Dice B, I appreciate you. Afro Urban Festival, Montreal My City. Catch him, Mr. Dice B.
What up, Mizer? This is my cap. What up?
Let me get the drop one more time. Dude, give me the new blast drop one more time. I just want to be able to sample it.
There we go. I'm going to give it to you right now. Nuit Blanche, l'émission qui bouge et qui dérange tous les lundis soirs de minuit jusqu'à 3h du matin. Demain, c'est loin, la fin est proche, mais là, on vit une renaissance.
Yeah, Dice B. Thank you, sir. I love this guy.
Je dis adieu. Ni ta vie, ni ton chemin, ta maison ou tes moments ne me disent plus rien. We'll be right back.
pic comme j'ai sommeil. C'est comme regarder une éclipse ou le soleil. Je suis la vitesse du son jusqu'à tes oreilles. Donne des frissons jusqu'à tes orteils. Rien n'est pareil. Qui marche en parallèle. Je crois en personne à part en elle. Je vois la vérité, Dieu est femelle. Pendant qu'elle crie, nous on détruit. Qu'on sème parfois, on récolte les fruits. C'est comme se regarder dans un miroir quand ce qu'on produit. Dans la vie, on apprend que si les défaites, on les essuie. Donc si on marche ensemble, faut qu'on se suive. J'ai marché sous la pluie, car ce qui sort de mes yeux sera pas jugé par autrui. Tu l'as eu tout cuit dans le bec, moi c'était tout cru. Ta vérité est maquillée, moi était nu. J'en conclue, ça va être long avant qu'elle prenne le dessus. T'es wishy, washy, t'es pas stable. Moi et mes associés, on mange des sushis à table. Merci, adieu.
Avec toi, tous mes amis, on se
take a moment so the images of my dreams could develop. From triple darkness to materializing the picture. We all say cheese, but ain't no cheese in the wallets. Does that mean poverty is lactose intolerant? Here it goes again. Talking about the inequalities this world has. Fuck the world as it is currently. My philosophy, fueled by a sense of urgency. I'm in my late 30s, but I got mouths to feed. So anybody blocking me is not allowed to breathe. You're not allowed to leave with one penny. Fuck around and bleed. You disgruntled, but keep it lower than centipedes. I say what I mean, no air quotes or parentheses. The whole industry is on notice. Top nigga on the podium like I'm the 44th poser. But if you like me, you figure this thing is rigged. Trust, if I play the game, shame about to win it big.
Take over, we gon' take over. Take over.
Qu'on va sur ce papa. Je fais des plans séquences comme Brian De Palma. Je suis pris sur l'emprise du système et c'est palpable. Je veux qu'à tout prix que tu m'aimes si t'en es capable, même si c'est pas réparable. Je m'ouvrirai les veines sur le gram pour tu me like ou tu me follow. Tu me add ou dis allô. Il faut que j'aille viral à tout prix, même si tu penses que je suis shallow. Les likes c'est le wave et je manquerai pas le bateau. Je veux battre à l'aéroport d'Orly comme si j'étais gâteau. Je vais bien vivre dans le pays qu'on me dise alligato. Je suis pas un petit poisson, je suis un alligator. Je prends une décision, mais j'aimerais ton avis d'abord.
Take over, we gon' take over. Take over.
Where's gonna lie? Tell me where's gonna lie?
Montreal, my city's 859. Coming up next, sales from HLR. You know how we do things. Big Will Comedy, Funny by Nature. Next Saturday, BYOB Comedy Show. You know how we do things. The Morning Detour. Smashing sweet MTLs in here. I need all the chocolate cakes. I want to put everything on it. It's the Morning Detour, baby. The Montreal Kobe Bryant. Where's your moon chase? You know how we do things.
Me in that wagon red 150. Red bottoms got the flow sticky. You know my trick at three quarters just to hide the blicky. Run Ricky, that he dipping through the avenue. French, come on, Dalifu. Ratchet in the baddie, she run carrots. Feast, wagons, fleeks, babbage, freak, ratchet, beast. Get your hands up, tell them get your bands up. I be KD shooting, get your hands up. Let me kick it like Jamaicans, I don't lick it. I just pull up with the ticket. Leave a copper, feel I trick it. She wanna make the whole thing disappear proper and hold it in her hand like an Oscar.
You need a project, a hood rap. Hey. One don't give a fuck and say she took that. You need a project, a hood rap. Parking up in traffic, got some hood rap. I got your man, throwing bands.
Pop that for me, do a handstand.
Yeah, I got your man, throwing bands.
Pop that for me, do a handstand.
Sex symbol, he needs some sexual. I need a who be popping up my edge control. He needs a stripper type of body, need it flexible. He like it like she ignorant on her vegetables. I just put this all over his face, tattoos. Got them pulling on my wig like what this lace can't do. And if he got a lot of options, he should weigh them too. I give him real fat air with some fake.
There's only one more chase. Nobody's this hype this early. They see him on drugs.
I'm an all-in-fuckers hip-hop.